USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Chicago are now calling actor Jesse Smollett a suspect in connection with his claims that he was attacked 3 weeks ago. WBBM reporter Bob Roberts.
Police have grown increasingly skeptical about the Empire Star's accusation that two men taunted him with homophobic slurs, put a noose around his neck, beat him, and doused him with bleach. Now the Chicago Police Department is tweeting that detectives have gone before a grand jury with the intent of seeking a felony charge of filing a false report, which could send him to prison for up to 3 years if convicted.
The two men who were arrested in the case told investigators they were paid by Smollett to stage the assault. President Trump was asked if he had any problems should Special Counsel Robert Mueller issue his report on the Russia probe next week while he's out of town meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
I guess from what I understand, that will be totally up to the Attorney General.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
A Coast Guard lieutenant who's a self-proclaimed white nationalist was arrested after federal investigators uncovered a huge cache of weapons at his home. Prosecutors say Christopher Paul Hassan had compiled a list of Democratic lawmakers, activists, journalists, and media commentators. And he also wrote a draft email in which he described an idea for biological attacks, as well as an attack on the food supply. At the time of his arrest, federal agents rounded up more than a dozen firearms and dozens of rounds of ammunition at his home. Russian President Vladimir Putin has made some ominous threats against the United States during Putin's annual speech to Russian lawmakers. He warns that Russia will aim new hypersonic missiles at Washington, D.C., should the U.S. deploy new intermediate-range missiles in Europe. Putin claims Russia's new Zircon missiles fly at 9 times the speed of sound. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 24-year-old woman who left Alabama in 2014 to join the Islamic State group in Syria now wants to return to the U.S. with her 18-month-old son. President Trump tweeted he told Secretary of State Mike Pompeo not to allow Hoda Muthanna into the United States. Pompeo said she is not a citizen, reportedly because her father was a Yemeni diplomat when she was born in New Jersey. Muthanna is now in a refugee camp in Syria. A Trump administration official has landed a job at CNN. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Sarah Isger Flores, who served as the Justice Department's leading spokeswoman under Attorney General Jeff Sessions, is joining CNN. She'll become a political editor next month and will coordinate political coverage for the 2020 campaign across all of the network's TV and digital platforms. Sources say it's a brand new position, and she won't be replacing anyone. At CNN, Isger Flores will reportedly not play a role in covering the DOJ, but will occasionally appear on the air analyzing politics. Over the past 2 years, she also served as senior counsel at the Justice Department and had previously served as deputy campaign manager for Carly Fiorina during her failed Republican presidential bid. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.